on this wonderful day on which we also celebrate the principal feast is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, body and soul into heaven. We also have this beautiful gospel that places another woman, not the Immaculate Conception, but a woman who was a sinner, but yet who had grown in faith. She had heard about Jesus and all the miracles that he had performed. And so they were walking by in the district of Tyre and Sidon, which is in modern-day Lebanon, and a Canaanite woman, and of course the Canaanites were enemies of the Jews from way back, hundreds of years before this. And that did not deter her, nor should it deter us when there is someone that we don't like around or whatever. Justice and the truth and the love of God should be above everything. And so she heard about him, and she had an inkling in her heart that he would take care of her. She begins to plead loud and clear, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Now we remember that Son of David is a title of the Messiah. It is a title of the Son of God become man. She was making a confession of faith. "Have mercy on me, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus was testing everyone, including and especially her, and didn't say a word. She kept crying out and crying out. And then the apostles and disciples said, "Lord, stop her, because she keeps crying out after us." That bothered them. You know, sometimes when people are good and holy, which they were, they think that they have a certain possession of God and of our Lord, the Son of God, as if he belonged to us only. For St. Paul tells us in the epistle, "No, I am sent to the Gentiles, to those who are not Hebrews. Salvation is for them too. But they must be converted." So the faith is for all who wish to receive it, who wish to accept it. So he says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And of course, just as there are many fallen away Catholics and bad Catholics who, if they don't repent, will die and go to hell, that's it. If somebody dies in a state of mortal sin, they will go to hell. There is no two ways about it. Now, many people don't want to believe that, but that's tough. They'll find out when they get there. The truth is the truth. It must be proclaimed. But St. Paul says, "I am sent to the Gentiles to bring them salvation." And of course, we know, because most of us are Gentiles. I know there's one Hebrew in the back of the church, and I have a lot of Jewish blood in me too. So the rest of you are a bunch of Gentiles. Doesn't matter, let her be. Let her be. God was sent to her too. Thank you to God for the babies who cry out and pray out loud sometimes, but so delightful to the ears of God. And then our Lord really tests her and says something that if anybody had said that to you and me, we would have been insulted and turned around. Maybe gave him a bad signal with your hand. When our Lord says, "It is not good to give the food of the children And of course, here the children were the Hebrews. To the dogs. I mean, there's no worse insult in Europe or in Asia than to call somebody a dog. That did not stop them. But God, she might as well have said, Lord. And of course, that's what Lord means here. Do even the puppies eat from the scraps that fall from their master's tables? He doesn't throw them out. He gives them the scraps and even more. And our Lord then realizes, which he knew, but they did not, the apostles did not, the others did not, they only saw the superficial, the face value. Our Lord saw all the way down to her soul. A woman, great is your faith. When we pray and we pray and we pray, and our Lord seems to be closing his ears to us, giving us a deaf ear, as it is said. In many of the prayers of the church, the collect of the Mass, it says, Lord, turn your ears to us. It's very real what's going on. And he hears, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done as you pray. Here it says wish. That's not a good translation. Like I said this morning, it's not fun to know several languages or many languages because you see all the bad translations. They drive you nuts. Let it be done for you as you have prayed. Pray. What are you waiting for? If you need something, pray. Lord, even the puppies eat from the scraps. Woman, great is your faith. And at that very moment, her daughter was exorcised. Here it says healed. But she said she was possessed by a demon. Many, many demons. Our Lord chased them all away. And she was well. And if we were to read further on, we could see that she would have then praised God. The Lord of Israel, God the Father, and this, God the Son. And so we too must pray that we may be healed. And on this day, we see what awaits us. We celebrate Our Lady, immaculate and sinless throughout all her life, who did the will of God all her life. At the moment of her passing from this world, and the dogma does not say she died or that she did not die. It was just a moment for her to leave this world. At that moment, she was taken up body and soul into heaven. We have to wait. We have to wait here for a long time to the resurrection of the dead, but not her. And so today we give thanks to God for all these wonderful mysteries which he gives to us, by which he instructs us and teaches us to follow him. May he say to you, O woman, O man, great is your faith. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.